Welcome back to another episode of Lexify, the Place for Fashion podcast. I am your host, Lexi Silverstein. Today, we have a fellow FITM student and a designer on with us today. Welcome, Cameron McGregor. How are you doing today, Cameron?
I am amazing. I feel amazing.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. So for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. So my name is Cameron, shortened to Cam. I am 25. I just transferred to FITM last year. Before I came to FITM, I was a communications major.
Oh, wow.
Being in Sacramento, going to Sac State. And I actually just switched to fashion design literally it's been 2.5 years now. So it's like a very abrupt change. And I like just dived into fashion. And now I'm like in LA going to FITM, fashion design student in the menswear program.
That is amazing. What made you want to make the switch?
So it's actually a really funny story. I was on Tinder and I matched this girl. And then for a week, she just bothered me. She was like, you know, you dress like really nice. I think you would like fashion school. Just nonstop saying something like that for like a week. So I was just like, okay. And then Sac State had a fashion program that I didn't know about. So I was like, I'm like basically finished with Sac State. I have to go back for 2 more classes, but like it was too late to switch my major, but I took a fashion class. It was a merchandising of the fashion industry course. And I just, like first day in there, I just like loved it. I was like, dang, this is where I need to be the rest of my life. So literally that day I decided, I was like, I'm gonna look at fashion schools. I was between FITM, Otis, and then like SCAD, and I called FITM, like the SF campus. I called them and I was like, hey, I'm very new to fashion, but like this is what I want to do the rest of my life. And FITM has like worked with me ever since.
Oh, did you ever end up going on a Tinder date with that girl?
You know what's funny? I genuinely don't remember. I don't remember because, like, I would like to say we're still friends. I feel like we should be friends, but I genuinely
yeah. This girl like encouraged you to go to fashion school and you're like, I don't really know where she is.
Right. I feel like she had like such like a big deal on my life now. Like, I cannot remember to save my life.
That's so funny. So how has been like the switch from, you said Sacramento, to like LA? Has it been different or like pretty much the same?
Honestly, it feels the same. Like, I feel like I can live anywhere. I think I'm very outgoing. I like to be out of the house. I like to meet people. So everywhere feels kind of the same. Like, I went to Portland last year. It feels the same as LA. I went to New York in June, it felt the same as LA to me. I think everywhere just kind of feels the same. I just like to meet new people and kind of talk and just spread my wings.
Yeah, definitely. I every time I go to like a big city or something, I'm like, I feel like it either looks like LA or it looks like New York, which like then they both LA and New York like look the same, but it's always like, I don't know, like I classify when I see places as like, oh yeah, like this is a big city, but I would categorize it as like, it looks more like LA. And then I don't know why, like it's just in my brain, like that's how it works. But like, I feel like all like big cities just like look the same. So it's like, what's the big difference?
No, like they like do it. I think like once you've seen one tall building. At some point they all just kind of look the same.
Yeah, literally. So why did you end up choosing like FITM over both SCAD and the other college that you mentioned?
So the reason I chose FITM was because of the professional designation program. I'm like, while like it's not a good thing, I like harp on age a lot, and I'm like, I have a tight timeline of things I want to accomplish by certain ages. But like, I know like I love school and like I want to be in school, but at the end of the day, like I'm 25, I need to start getting in the, you know, the road, getting bills and stuff. So FITM was like the place where it felt like it was the easiest transition where I could do things very quickly and still learn a lot. Like the other, like the like different schools, I would have been there for probably like 2-3 years, and I didn't want to commit that much time. Like,
yeah, I looked into SCAD too. I like even went there for like a summer once, and I like spent a week there and like took classes. And then I was like, I feel like if I'm gonna choose the more like non-stereotypical, like non-traditional fashion school, I should at least like go to like LA or New York. Like, why would I go to Savannah, Georgia? So that was my decision as to why did not choose SCAD. But SCAD was very pretty. I just like love LA.
Are you from Los Angeles?
I'm not. I am originally from Washington, D.C. Well, like, not really. I'm from right outside of Washington, D.C., but it's just easier to say Washington, D.C.
I would not have. So I would have been able to tell you this. If I had to guess, I would have thought you were from Texas. I would have guessed you.
Why?
Take that as you will. I don't mean it like a bad way. I don't know. You sound like a very, like maybe it's because I've seen a bunch of outfits and, like, boots, maybe. I don't know.
It's because I'm always wearing those freaking cowboy boots. That's why.
I just assumed that you were from there.
No. Oh, my God. That is so funny. I've never been to Texas, and I'm not planning on it anytime soon. But,
you know, they have some nice parts. They have some nice parts of Texas.
I guess.
Well, Dallas is nice.
I if I were to rank, like, what states I'm planning on going to, like, don't think Texas is, like, even top 25. But maybe at some point. Maybe at some point. But, yeah, that's so funny. I've never gotten, like, I don't think I've ever, like, actually had a conversation with someone where, like, they've told me I, like, seem like I'm from a certain place. So that's interesting. But, yeah, D.C., kind of East Coast, born and raised. Anyways, so before you were, like, on the more traditional path of, like, college, would you say?
Yeah, extremely traditional.
Yeah. So how has that, like, transition been? Like, do you really enjoy, like, the more, like, fashion path of things? And I know a lot of my listeners are, like, people that are fashion lovers and maybe are looking to go into, like, studying fashion in college. Would you suggest, like, maybe trying the traditional path and then doing what you did and, like, transferring to the fashion path, or just, like, originally going to the fashion path, or, like, what do you think the best, like, advice you could give to, like, college students would be?
I think, so a little background. So how, like, I started off in the school. So out of high school, I was an athlete and I played football, and I, like, my, like, freshman year, I moved to Utah for a year and I played football there. And then I ended up transferring, like, to different
ones. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like a whole, I was like a whole, like college athlete. So the reason I'm saying that is that, like, I kind of wish that I would have known from, like, the jump that, like, I wanted to, like, do fashion design and came to fit them as, like, an 18-year-old out of high school. But also, I mean, just speaking for myself, I wouldn't have been, like, I feel like everything that you go through, it kind of, like, forms you. Like, I wouldn't have been a good designer, I don't think, had I started, like, younger. Mm. It's kind of, like, I think if, like, as long as you're passionate about fashion, I don't think like going straight into it is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just be willing to try new things and don't be afraid to fail is, like, the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't recommend the traditional route if, like, you really are against it. But I think there's, like, things in traditional school that you learn different from FITM that I would appreciate it.
Yeah. And I definitely think, I mean, like, I feel like it's, like, grained into our brains that, like, we're all supposed to know what we want to do for the rest of our lives at, like, the age that we go to college. But, like, I know people that have literally changed their entire lives at, like, the age of 50 and the age of whatever. And, like, how are we supposed to know the path that we're going to go on when our brains aren't even fully developed?
Exactly.
Like, we're not. So, like you said, like the things that we go through in life, like, I always look back and I'm like, I can't believe, like, I did that shit when I was in high school. Like, I don't regret a minute of it because I feel like it literally, like, made me the person I am today, as cheesy as that sounds. but, like, all the things that we go through in life, I mean, like, it's life, like, it's how it like builds us to be the people that we are today. So I agree that, like, you know, we're not supposed to know, you know, like, we're not supposed to know everything. Sure. And we can change our lives as many times as we want to, throughout the entirety of our life. So, yeah. So that's super interesting. Wow. You really did, like, a whole 180. You were a college athlete and then you went to a school that doesn't even have sports.
it's been a weird, like, And between that time, like, I've been a student at probably, like, seven different like schools. Mm-hmm. Like, I've like bounced around a lot, and I think that that's one of like the beautiful things of like where I'm at now is that I've seen like every different path. So now like once you get here, like you know that this is what you want.
Yeah.
Like it kind of it reinforces that like you have been willing to like work hard and that you have put in like the time that it takes to kind of find like yourself.
So your major now, can you repeat it just for the listeners?
Yeah. So I finished my AA for fashion design and now mm-hmm. I'm in the advanced program for menswear.
Okay, awesome. And so do you like really enjoy that? Like what you're doing?
Yeah, I like, so here's like the really honest part. So when I came to FITM, like my goal was, I was like, I want to finish this first year. I want to go into the debut mm-hmm. program. And then once like that is through at like that fashion show, I'm just going to kill it. And like from that, I'm just going to springboard into like this just amazing career.
Right.
And I like applied in like March. And like looking back at it, I shouldn't have gotten into it. Like I wasn't ready. Like my work was not good enough. Like being like not too harsh on myself, but like I wasn't at a place where like it was time for like that. Mm-hmm. So like that was hard in itself, but falling into the menswear program, like for one, I appreciate that like they want me in there. It feels good to be wanted in like mm-hmm. space. But I think like being 100% honest, I think the way I design is probably a better fit for the fashion design advanced one. But I love the menswear program. Like I love all my classmates in there and like the professors we learn from. So I really have no complaints. Like I'm happy. Like I think I've like learned to take no well, and then, like, bounce back and find different ways to go through it.
Yeah, so I feel like
I love the menswear program.
Long story short. Yeah, I feel like especially in like the fashion industry, like we're gonna have to get used to hearing no like all of the freaking time. So it's good that you're a little prepared already for that, because I just know that the fashion industry is like so competitive and all that. So yeah, it's good that you're prepared a little, at least a little bit already before, you know, graduation and everything. So that's awesome. So what like classes do you take? Because I always feel like that's like the most interesting thing when I talk about like FITM, and I'm like, yeah, like my math class is like retail math and like my history class is like 20th century designers. Like everyone just finds it fascinating, but I don't know like the men's, I'm not in a design major at all. I'm in a business major. So like what kind of classes do you take? And then in those classes, like what exactly do you have to like do?
So the class I like most out of the program so far, we have our like apparel process class. Mm-hmm. That's basically just like a pattern drafting class. It's mm-hmm. like go in there, we get to work with like all like the real equipment and stuff. We get mm-hmm. like tables and all that. And basically we just like draft patterns, we like sew in like mm-hmm. the sewing labs, which is like the part of fashion I like most, because it is like the actual just like sewing and like pattern drafting, like creating.
Right.
But other than that, we're in a merchandising class. So for this quarter, we have like gone through like just different markets and brands, and basically like we like take like a brand, we create like basically like their like next line. So we like release like 10 like pieces for like their like next line, and then we like look how like that brand would like use these, they would sell these, and how like that would work basically. We are in like a design class where it's just like computer stuff, so we're like making patterns, like designing, just like in like CADs and stuff. What else am I in? We are in a textiles class, which is my least, which, well, it's turning into like a thing that I kind of like, but it's like the hardest probably course of fashion school to me. It's textiles,
yeah,
just like burn test, definitely not my,
yeah,
my strong suit.
I did a textiles class my first quarter. I'm not really sure why, because again, I'm not in the design major, but I guess like I have to know about like textiles and stuff. But I remember taking the burn test, and the questions were like, how does it smell? What color is the smoke? And I'm like,
like everything you smell the same to me.
I'm like, why do I have to do this? Like, why do I have to actually know like how a type of fabric burns? Like, I don't think I'm going to really be setting fabric on fire in my day-to-day, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know what the fashion industry has in store for me, but that's so cool. Like, the even the like hearing the difference between like my, I thought my classes were cool, but like listening to yours and like the, like yours are also more like obviously hands-on. Like I do a lot of computer stuff because I'm a marketing major, but like the design and the pattern making, like I love sewing, but I like never actually learned like how to really sew. Like I just make clothes for myself and I'm like, eh, if the seam's a little fucked up, do I really care? It's like I'm gonna be wearing it, so like no. But it's so just like interesting hearing like all of the classes that like even the design major takes, and then also just how many steps like goes into designing clothes and like making clothes. Because I feel like people, I mean, just in general, like I feel like people have this like there's like a stigma around like the fashion industry and like we're all dumb or we're all whatever and it's easy to do all this stuff, but it's actually like there's so much that goes into like every little thing. I always say this, but I quote, I don't know if you've ever seen Devil Wears Prada, the Devil Wears Prada with like Meryl Streep, but there's like this iconic line where she has two different belts and they're two different colors, but they're like both blue. And her assistant like laughs because they're like, oh my God, the belts are so different. But like to the assistant, they look the same. And then Meryl Streep just pops off. And she's like, actually, like that color blue was like from this show and these people had to make it and this much money went into it. And I was like, yes, like, thank you, Meryl Streep. So that's what I always quote when people like make fun of the fashion industry. I'm like, actually, I don't know if you know this, but that had to happen to this, have this happen, and then this had to happen, and that had to happen. So actually, anyways, but I just think it's so interesting, like the design major and just everything. And like, you guys are all so talented, like so much like creds to anyone who's in the design major, because it's a lot of freaking hard work and you guys are all like creative and hard workers. And it's just like amazing to see.
I like I tell like all my like friends, I'd be like, the biggest shock is that like I do a lot of math. Like when I'm like, like if like you look at mine, like you just see math just written down, like just nonstop. Cause like the like problems can really be like you could have like messed something up just like 1/8 or like a 1/16, and like it just distorts like how it's supposed to fit. Like there's just, it's such minor things you have to fix to make things fit right. Mm-hmm. And like it just takes me so I a lot of math. There's a lot of math involved in it that I did not know about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was like the thing with, I was like, oh, like I want to be a buyer. And I used to, when I was like younger, I was like, oh, like I just have to go around and like travel and like shop for brands. Like how easy is that? And then I met like a bunch of the buyer teachers, like Mimi Sue is one of my teachers. And she was like a buyer for like Dior and like all these other places. And she was like, yeah, like math is like the biggest thing I use. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah, it's a good thing that was my best subject. Cause I was like, I really was like, eh, I'm never gonna have to use this shit that I learned in high school. And then it's like, actually, just kidding. I actually will. But moving on. So how did you like in the first place just like overall get into fashion?
So I've always been, so ever since I was young, I've like always been in the arts. Like when I was like 8 years old, I used to write songs. I wanted to be a singer. When I was like 10, I got into drawing. I used to draw comic books for like my school paper. When I was in high school, I was in like my best friend who I live with now, actually, we used to film skits and stuff for like our school daily news thing. So like I've always been into arts. And like I've always surprised, like I've always wanted to have a fashion brand. I didn't know like it would be me actually. Like I didn't know I would ever get to like the sewing and like the actual construction part. I was more so just like I like to draw designs, press them on t-shirts. So I've always been into art. But I have like this very like artistic view of like what fashion is to me. Where so like I've tried every type of art for like the most part. And like I look at fashion the same way like I think like a singer looks at like music and stuff like that, where I'm like you kind of look for like the art style that is like the best to kind of convey like what you want to say. And I feel like fashion like gives me like that platform to kind of speak my like mind and like that. So it's not surprising that I've ended in fashion, because I've like always been into it. Like I've always been in like just like wearing nicer clothes and wearing things mm-hmm. like that. But yeah, I think like once I really understood like the art of it and like really just like learn to appreciate like the smaller things that make it, I think that's when like it really blossomed. I was like, this mm-hmm. is like where I belong.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's always like when I talk to fashion-based people, I feel like there's always just like such a love, like for forever, like for as long as they can remember, for just fashion and clothing. And I always say this, and my podcast listeners are going to be like, Lexi, shut the fuck up, because I literally think I say it in every podcast, but like fashion is so much more than just the clothing you put on your body. Like it's a means of self-expression. It's a means of telling other people like how you're feeling that day, how you're feeling in that hour, like who you want to be, who like you want to show the world that you want to be. And then it's also like, it's a psychology, it's a science. There's literally like studies that if you enjoy your outfit, if you wear certain colors, like your day will be better. So it's like a full fucking science. Like there is so much more to fashion than just like, oh my God, like I'm going to put this shirt on and these pants on. Like you put that shirt on, and you put these pants on, and it tells the whole world who you are. And, I had this argument with my boyfriend because he's a pre-med major and wants to be a doctor. And like, obviously, yes, everyone needs a doctor, but on a day-to-day basis, you put clothes on your body. And there is a whole industry, and I'm not saying that us fashion people are more important than the doctors in the world, but on a day-to-day basis, you put clothing on your body. That means that our tiny little fashion industry of however many people impacts your day-to-day life on like literally like what you wear to sleep. You wear clothes constantly. I mean, maybe some people don't. I don't know. To each their own. But like most people wear clothes on a day-to-day basis. So basically, you and I are the most important people in the world. Is my summary there.
That is one hell of an argument. I'm not gonna 100% say I believe what you're saying, but when you phrase it like that, it does make a lot of sense.
I mean, yeah, again, I'm joking, like obviously, like
I mean part
every like obviously every profession is important. We need our doctors, we need like our everything, like they're all of the professions, no, like all jokes aside, like everyone is amazing, and everyone that like puts in work to like benefit people on a day-to-day basis are amazing. And but when you think about it, like you literally constantly are wearing clothes. I mean, unless you're like obviously in the shower, or unless you just don't feel like wearing clothes, which is cool. But most people on a day-to-day basis wear clothes. They wear clothes to sleep, and they're constantly wearing clothes. So it's like so funny how so many people think that they're like exempt from the fashion industry because they're like, oh, like I don't care what I wear, or like I'm not into like this style or this trend or whatever. But it's like, okay, but you're still putting clothes on your body, so you're still a part of it. Anyways, it's just interesting. So how did you first, now that we know how you got into fashion, how did you first really get into like design? Like when did you learn how to sew, and did you already know how to sew by the time you got to Fit'em, or did Fit'em teach you like everything you know? And just tell us how you got into like the design aspect of things.
So about 2 years ago, I like decided, I was like, I'm gonna be a fashion designer, like this is what I'm doing the rest of my life. So my birthday came up like a month after that day. I bought a sewing machine that day, and I was like, I'm gonna learn to sew. So I got the sewing machine like a week after. First day I got it, I tried to sew and I was so bad at it. I don't want to say like I'm good at everything, because that's not true. But like I pick things up quickly. So when like I don't pick stuff up quickly, it's like hard to keep going. Like I when you're bad at something, it's hard to keep going. So I didn't touch my sewing machine for like 6-7 months after that. But I took a sewing class at a JC in Sacramento actually, and then I took that class, and that was kind of where I learned like the basics of sewing. And then after that, I just like would go home. I would just like work on it basically. And then I started doing a bunch of commissions. This is actually the first shirt I ever made. This is like my first design that I drew and everything.
Oh my God, really? I was literally going to say before the podcast started that I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with your shirt.
I love it. I think lace should be more of a menswear thing.
Yeah, it's so sick.
But so then I just tried to self-teach myself. And the one thing I will say about Fidom that they do kind of lie about. They do kind of lie about. It's like they tell you, like, you like don't need to know how like sew and like you first start, like we teach you everything. But if you don't have any experience sewing like your first quarter, like you're gonna have a hard time. Like the sewing class is good and it teaches you a lot, but like there needs to be more sewing classes. Like there shouldn't just be one industry sewing, and then because like they give you the one and then you're kind of out there like to draw, and unless you're very like self-motivated and you like practice nonstop, like, it's a very hard thing to get good at. Like I've been sewing probably like consistently and like getting better at it for a year and a half, and I'm still like very far off of like the quality that I want to be at. But yeah, so for the most part, like if somebody asked, I say majority of the time, like I self-taught myself, like mostly, mostly like just looking on YouTube videos. But I think it's always good to kind of have like a class and just like learn from somebody like face to face where they can actually show you the different stitches and everything.
Yeah, definitely. That would definitely be helpful for me because I like, oh my God, I always get so motivated to sew something. I have like 3 unfinished projects underneath my bed in storage. That like I was like, yeah, I'm gonna sew this and then I'm gonna have it done by like the winter time so I can wear it and it's gonna be cute. And then that was last year and it's still not finished.
It's
so
hard to, like, get back to them.
Yeah, I just like I love it and I think it's like honestly therapeutic, but I always fuck up like because I never actually took a class on like measurements and like making patterns and like stuff like that, or even how do you like use a pattern if you go on like Etsy and buy someone else's. But so like I was taught how to sew from like my grandma and my mom, but I was never like, I never taught like pattern work and like whatever. So mostly it's just like I look at something and I like kind of like makeshift it together and it might work or it might not. And then I wasted a lot of fabric and now I have to use that fabric to make something else. But I definitely think it would have been helpful for me to take some sort of class being like, you have to use a certain needle so that your needle doesn't break 18 billion times when you're using a certain fabric.
How many needles when I first started?
All the time. I do it. Oh my God. I literally, and for some reason, I just like sewing machines hate me. And during COVID, I was making a lot, I was sewing like a lot, or like upcycling a lot of things. I had this sewing machine, or my mom had the sewing machine for like as long as I can remember. Like I think it's literally been the sewing machine that I've used and that my mom have used like since I've been alive. And of course, like during quarantine, I like use it a few times and it breaks. And I was like, bro, like why? Like why the second I touch it? And I was like, okay, it's just like one thing. I just messed it up. Like it's fine. And then we got like a family friend's sewing machine that she wasn't using anymore. And then fabric got stuck in it. And then it broke again. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then we got a new one. I don't remember when. But we got a new one pretty recently. And, like, we were using it. And, like, I was literally doing, like, the first few stitches. And the stitches were so messed up. And I was like, what is going on? Like, why do all of the sewing machines, why are they all ganging up and having their little conversations and being like, let's make Lexi's projects a disaster? And then every time I touch a sewing machine it goes wrong. So I need to learn how to use a sewing machine again because these shits hate me. They hate me. I'm pointing because there's a sewing machine on my desk right now and it's staring at me and we're beefing. Anyways, but again, it is really hard to sew your own clothes, so I have so much respect for you and for any other designers that are able to just like make clothing because it's such a flex. Like it's so cool that you guys are able to do that and then that can be like your career. Like that's so
it's cool. Awesome.
It is so cool. So much respect. Well, what is your favorite thing that you have like ever made?
That is a hard question.
Or favorite few things.
Probably like everything I make, like in a weird way, like it has like a very sentimental place to me, I think, just because like I remember like the time that I made it, and like this is probably like the first thing where it's like, hold on, can I stand up? Do you mind if I stand
yes
up?
Oh my God, show like, us, give us a fashion show.
So it's like,
oh my God,
it's really not the best. Like if you look at like
the lace cutout is so sick.
I want like a little lace cutout heart. I have like lace sleeves. And like, I drew this, like, I was like at my job and like, I was like, I want to start to like draw and just like design things. So this is like the first sketch I like ever made that like I brought to like life. So I was just, this is something like I was just extremely proud of. So, like, I'll probably forever have this. Like, I plan to, honestly, I want to get it just like framed. Like, I'm like big into having just like things like framed in front of me. A lot of my drawings, I get framed, like his prints hang up. So this will probably get framed. But like one day when I'm like, you know, like a bigger designer, like I can always like look back and this is like the beginning. I'm a sentimental
person. Yeah, I would be too if I knew how to sew like you did.
So I just keep like all like the small projects. Probably the proudest I've been was like last quarter. I had collection development for fashion design. I had Olivia Montahano. So if anybody listening to this has her, she's like my, like, I love her. She's like amazing professor. She's so sweet. She like will help you. She like challenges you to really explore just like how you design everything.
Oh.
My like collection for that class, I was like really proud of. It was the first time that I've ever had to make like a cohesive collection. And like, it was just something like proud of, like, you can like tell like a full story just from like two outfits. Like, you can just tell a full story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, overall, it was like 9 different pieces, but it was like a challenge to get everything done. A really big challenge to get everything done. But like, once everything was done, it's just like the proudest feeling.
Yeah, definitely. That's amazing. That's so cool. So do you ever, like, I'm a huge sustainable person, and I mentioned during quarantine, like, I upcycled a lot. Is that something that, like, you're interested in? Do you ever, like, go thrifting and upcycle things and just in general, like, care about, like, the kind of sustainability aspect of FITM because I know in FITM, we, like, learn about that on, like, a day-to-day basis. At least in my major, we do. So, like, I just wanted to know if that's something that interests you.
Yeah. So honestly, I'd like thrift 95% of my clothes. Like, probably I've got it from a thrift store. Just half part, I'm cheap when it comes to clothes. But I don't think the price of clothes, well, I'm starting to flip on that. I see now, like, now that I'm in fashion design, like, I get why
things are expensive.
I get why things are expensive, but I don't think you need to buy design or clothes to like dress nice. So I thrift majority of my clothes or get like vintage stuff. That's a whole different story. I'll get into it in a sec. But so I like, especially like as I learned to sew, like I didn't like to buy materials. And well, to be honest, I was like terrified to go into a store to buy some fabric. Like it's a big experience. Like you walk in piles and piles of fabric. I didn't know like the measurements, how to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So starting off, probably like the first 6 months of me beginning to sew, like I only upcycle pieces. So like a lot of the time, like I'll get different things, I'll cut them up and then kind of like re-devise them, or like old clothes. Like I really don't like to like throw away just like really old like clothes. Like I really wish my dad and like my brother from like back when they were like young, like they kept like a lot of their stuff. It's just like stuff that I could just wear now. So upcycling is definitely big. And then sustainability, I think it's the most important thing in fashion right now. Like so my whole issue with sustainability though is that I think right now, and I get like why it's so expensive, but it's like, it's like a luxury of like, you have to have a certain amount of money to buy sustainable.
Yeah.
So I think like a piece of me is like, I just, like there needs to be a way to make sustainable clothing possible for like the average person to afford.
Yeah. Well, I think that when you think about like sustainable fashion, like when I kind of like think like, oh, like I want this top and it's sustainable and it's made out of this fabric and like these, I know that it was like made ethically and whatever. Like I just have that mindset when like kind of going into it, if I'm buying like from a like literal sustainable brand, and I know that like that piece I'm probably gonna have for like the rest of my life, like it's something that I am maybe spending more money on than I would on like the average thing, but at least I know that in like my mind I'm spending money on quality. And I guess I know like with how fast the fashion industry is, and like fast fashion, everyone wants more things constantly. And that's why I always just suggest like thrifting if you want to be sustainable, and then you also like are a broke college student like me. like I think that thrifting is such an easy way of being sustainable, and like you said, like 95% of your closet is thrifted. Like 95% of my closet is thrifted too, and I just love thrifting. Like I think it's so fun. Like it's like literally today I was stressed and I was like, oh, I have so much homework and like whatever. And I was like, even though I have so much homework, I could totally like spend an hour at a thrift store today and just like relieve some of that stress, because I just love the process of thrifting. Like it just is so fun for me. But yeah, I think that thrifting is just an easy way of being sustainable while also being cheap. For all of our broke college students like me that are listening, thrifting, that is always my number one tip if you want to be sustainable. But yeah, I love that you upcycle things. I also think like upcycling is a great way of like, if you are a starter designer kind of, and you want to like learn how to sew and you want to make garments, it's kind of, I almost feel like easier to do so when you're upcycling, because most likely like that top already has some of the seams that like you would have to do, or it's already like cut a certain way or whatever. And so honestly, I like, that's how I learned to like really like make clothing, is by upcycling, because I would take things that were kind of already made and then just essentially make them into something else. So if you are also a beginner designer and you're listening, maybe try upcycling, because and like going thrifting and buying something and then making it into something else, because honestly I feel like I did that and it was a really easy way of like learning how to do stuff, even though I still suck. So I wouldn't like, I don't know if I take the most designer tips from me, definitely take them from Cameron, but that's just my one tip about designing. My one. So how overall do you think that you would describe like your style?
So, wait, do you mean like design style or like personal style? Well,
both.
Oh, my personal style. Well, actually, I think they're the same. So I pride myself on just being like, I don't like ever being like labeled in a box, and like, mm-hmm. Just to wear anything I want, like design anything I want. And just like, I'm very just big into like pushing like the box open and just like, mm-hmm. finding different ways to kind of just be out there. So, when people ask, like, I hate answering this question. We're like, they're like,
that's why I ask it. Everyone always says that they hate answering it.
So the way I describe it, I would say like, I make high fashion menswear, but I wouldn't even like that's my answer when I'm like pressed to it. But like, I really feel like I can design anything. Like, I want to get to the point where I can like do collabs of like IKEA. Well, I mean, not just like IKEA, but like, I want to make like furniture. I want to make shoes. I want to do everything. So very just, like, I hate this question. It's such a hard question to answer, because, like, I don't feel like I don't belong in, like, a, like, mm-hmm. I'm definitely not, like, a couture person. Like, I'm not to that level, but I'm not at a fast fashion level. Like, I'm very much in between.
Yeah, got it. I agree, like, with the whole not putting yourself in one category. And I think that's another great thing about fashion, is you don't have to. One day, you could be goth, and the next day, you could be cottagecore. Like, who the fuck cares? No one's gonna tell you can't, so do it. So if you were to like choose a brand that you could design for, what would be like your dream collaboration with a brand?
So my dream job, and like, I'm like very big, like I have to pick like very realistic, like I need like very specific goals. So my dream job is, I want to be the creative director for menswear for Lacoste.
Okay.
My dream job is like to work for like Lacoste.
That would be amazing. Oh my god. Well, it's gonna happen. You put it out into the universe, so now it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And when you are doing that, remember me. Remember me as your first podcast. Because
this is my first podcast. This is my first
because I'm gonna be like, I remember you, and I want a Cam times Cam X Lacoste collaboration merch. Yes. Words are not coming to my mouth right now, but I'm excited to see it. It's gonna happen. And just, okay, in general, once you graduate, And we have the dream job. We know what the goal is. Once you graduate, like, what do you think, like, you really want to do?
So that part is, like, where I'm very – so the plan is I'm going to apply for jobs here, in New York, in London, and wherever I get the best
job. Oh, wow.
I really want to live there. Like, I really want to live in London and in New York, really.
Have you ever considered doing the study abroad at FITM? Because one of my options for – I want to do it next year, and one of my options is the London College of Fashion.
No, I didn't know that was – well, really, I didn't know it's the – I didn't know that the – I didn't know that the study abroad thing was a thing until the orientation. I was like at the desk. I was like, oh, I think it's like a study abroad, which I guess I should have assumed. It would make sense.
I mean, yeah, it's a fashion school. I feel like they have to
– I would say if, like, you have the, like, chance, like, you definitely should. Like, get to different places. I think every time you, like, go anywhere, I think, like, you, it just gives you a chance to find, like, new parts about yourself that you, like, wouldn't have already found.
Yeah, definitely.
So, if you have the chance to go, you definitely should go.
Well, I am very excited to see what you do. I know you're going to do big things, and just, like, seeing your passion, you know, this is going to be cliche, your passion for fashion is inspiring. but I cannot wait to see what you do. Do you have anything else that you would like to mention to the listeners before we go?
What do I have to say? My goal for this year is I want to get to as many followers as you. Mm-hmm. That is my goal. So if everybody watching this could please leave me a follow. Add my Instagram account at Cam the Ripper. I would really greatly appreciate it. And also, I am planning on raising my first full collection next fall. So I will be posting like updates on that just like throughout the year. And I'm gonna host my own runway show in downtown LA.
So oh my gosh, that is amazing. Well, yeah, everyone go follow him. He mentioned that, so you better go check it out. And if you want to stay updated with everything he's going to do, well, social media is the best way to do that. So definitely go check him out. And while you're at it, you can follow me on my socials. My Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are all at Lexi Silverstein. That's L-E-X-Y, silver like the color, S-T-E-I-N. And remember to make the ordinary extraordinary.